A company announcing cuts has announced a plan. That is a different thing from an event. Another labor number circulated this morning, this one counting job cuts that employers announced rather than layoffs that occurred. The distinction sounds pedantic, and it is not. An announcement is a stated intention with no date attached, and several of the ways a company can deliver on one involve nobody being laid off at all. The simple version. A private outplacement firm publishes a monthly tally of job cuts that United States employers announced. It gets reported alongside government labor data as though it were another count of the same thing. It is not. The government separations data counts changes that happened on payrolls in a given month. This counts employers saying they intend to reduce headcount, at some point, by some method the announcement rarely specifies. The firm's own report is titled a Job Cut Announcement Report, and its own text describes prior year figures as layoff plans. The vocabulary is doing the work correctly. The coverage is what flattens it. The numbers. Challenger, Gray, and Christmas released its Job Cut Announcement Report at 5:30 a.m. Eastern on Thursday, September 3, 2026, covering August 2026 Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. The firm reported that U.S.-based employers announced 52,881 job cuts in August, up 58% from the 33,429 cuts announced in July Challenger. The same report states August was down 38% from the 85,979 layoff plans announced in the same month last year, and was the lowest August total since 2022 Challenger. Through August, the firm reported employers have announced 529,914 job cuts, down 41% from the 892,362 announced in the first 8 months of 2025 Challenger. The report published today contains no methodology statement, so this article describes only what the report itself says it counts, which is announcements Challenger report, reviewed 2026-09-03. BLS states that hires and separations include all changes to the payroll during the entire month, which is a count of what occurred rather than of what was announced Bureau of Labor Statistics. Federal law requires that an employer shall not order a plant closing or mass layoff until the end of a 60-day period after serving written notice 29 U.S.C. 2102. The Department of Labor describes the worker adjustment and retraining notification act as helping ensure advance notice in cases of qualified plant closings and mass layoffs, U.S. Department of Labor. An announcement states a headcount target and not a method, so it does not by itself indicate how many people will be involuntarily separated definition. Four ways to cut headcount, and only one is a layoff. When an employer says it will reduce its workforce by a number, that number describes an end state rather than a method. Several routes reach it, and they land very differently on the people involved. Attrition is the quietest. People leave on their own, as they always do, and the employer does not replace them. Headcount falls and nobody was laid off. A hiring freeze works the same way in advance. Positions that would have been filled are not, so planned growth becomes a reduction against plan. Voluntary departure programs are a third route, and in the government's data those appear as quits rather than as layoffs, which we covered separately this week. Involuntary separation is the fourth, and it is the one people picture when they read the headline. An announcement does not distinguish among them. That is not a criticism of the report, which counts what was announced and says so in its title. It is a limit on what the number can tell anyone. The one announcement that is legally required. There is an exception worth knowing, because it is the case where an announcement carries a legal obligation rather than being a communications decision. The Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act requires certain employers to give advance written notice before a plant closing or a mass layoff. The statute sets the period directly. An employer shall not order a plant closing or mass layoff until the end of a 60-day period after serving written notice. The Department of Labor describes the act as helping ensure advance notice in cases of qualified plant closings and mass layoffs. So two different things are both called an announcement. One is an employer telling the public about a plan on its own timetable in its own words. The other is a legally required notice with defined thresholds and a defined period. The first is voluntary and unstandardized. The second is neither. Whether any particular reduction triggers the act depends on thresholds and circumstances defined in the statute, which this article does not assess. The real cost lens on which count sees what? Several different labor measurements circulated in the same stretch of days, and each answers a different question. Knowing which is the practical value. Announced cuts describe what employers said they intend to do, with no date and no method specified. The government's turnover data describes changes that occurred on payrolls, after they occurred, with quits and layoffs counted separately. Unemployment insurance claims describe people who filed after losing a job, which is narrower still, and misses anyone who does not qualify. A large announced figure and flat separations data are not a contradiction. They describe an intention and an outcome, and the gap between them is where method and timing live. None of these figures describes any individual, any employer, or any region. That is the reading that holds up. An announcement is a plan, a separation is an event, and a claim is a filing. Treating them as three views of one number produces confusion that none of the three publishers intended. The number describes an end state, not a method. An employer can reach it by not replacing people who leave, and nobody is laid off at all. What this means? When a job cut figure appears, the useful questions are who published it, whether it counts announcements or separations, and over what period the reduction would occur. All three are usually available and rarely printed. The broader idea is that intention and outcome are separate measurements everywhere. Not only in labor data. Announced investment, announced hiring, and announced spending all get reported with the confidence of completed facts, and the statistics measuring what actually happened arrive later and quieter. What this is not a prediction of employment, layoffs, tomorrow's employment report, or the economy, and it is not a characterization of the labor market as strong or weak. No employer is named and none is evaluated. This is not advice about job security, career decisions, or how to respond to any announcement. This is not legal advice about notice requirements, which depend on thresholds and circumstances defined in statute and are a question for a lawyer. This is not advice about any security or fund, and this is not investment or financial advice of any kind. Sources: Challenger, Gray and Christmas, Job Cut Announcement Report, August 2026, https://www.challengergraycom/wp-content/upload/2026/09/challenger-report-august-2026 PDF. U.S. Department of Labor Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act. https://www.dalgov/agencies/eda/layoffs/warn. 29 U.S.C. 2102, Notice Required Before Plant Closings and Mass Layoffs. https://uscodehousegov/viewxhtml/rec=granulade, U.S. CPRLIM Title 29 Section 2102, and num equals 0 and addition equals prelim. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. https://www.bls.gov/newsrelease/joltsnr0. HTM. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Employment Situation. https://www.bls.gov/newsrelease/mpsitnr0. HTM.